The sports world is as exciting as ever, and the sports card world is bringing the heat too. Today, our top five hottest sports cards of the week.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. What an exciting time it is to be a sports fan right now. Wow. The Stanley Cup Finals just wrapped up. And by the way, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They are my quasi-hometown team. I grew up by there in Sarasota. And I've got a lot of friends who are still big Lightning fans. Congratulations to them. We've got that just concluded. We got the NBA Finals getting underway. I'm extremely excited for that. We've got the Major League Baseball playoffs getting underway, which I'm also extremely excited about. It's going to be chaotic this year with the new playoff format. It's going to be really fun to watch. And the NFL is in full swing, and it is not disappointing. This is a great time to be a sports fan. I know we suffered for a long time this year with sports paused, but I feel like it is being made up for right now. So I hope you're getting a lot of time on your couch getting to sit back and enjoy this. And it is also a great time to be in the sports card hobby. And by the way, we have for the first time this year a new number one basketball card in terms of sales volume. So if you go back to the beginning of the year and you look at all of the sales that we've been tracking in our Market Movers data platform, Zion has been number one and Ja has been number two almost every single week this year. No surprise, because they were the hot rookies this year. Everyone was opening products and selling their cards. That was until this last week, when a new basketball player overtook them in the number one spot. Can you guess who has beat out Zion and Ja for the number one spot in terms of sales volume this last week in the basketball world? Leave your answer in the comments below on YouTube. I would love to hear your guess, and I might give you a hint later in the show, because he might be somewhere in our top five countdown. It is also a great time, an exciting time for our Market Movers data platform, because we got some really big stuff about to roll out. Market Movers, we are doing it again. We are changing the hobby with the best tool set and the best access to data. There's some exciting stuff that is coming in the next 10 days with Market Movers. So stay tuned for that. And by the way, if you haven't checked it out recently, go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar. Definitely give it a check out. Give it a try. All right, here we go. It is time for our top five this week. I'm excited about this because so much is happening in the world of sports and sports cards. It's hard to find five. Only five, because there's so many guys we could put on this list, but we got five good ones, and let's get started in the sport of hockey. Yes, hockey. The Stanley Cup Finals just wrapped up, and we need to give a shout out to the number five guy on our list, Miro Heiskanen. Miro Heiskanen, he is part of the Dallas Stars. Now the Stars just lost, but despite that, he had a breakout playoffs. He is a young player, a 21-year-old from Finland. He's the defenseman, and he had a great, in the Stanley Cups, he had 4 points, he had 3 assists and a goal, and for the playoffs overall, he had 26 points, which was the most of any defenseman in the playoffs, and he's only 21 years old. So people are excited about this guy. They believe that not only does he have, you know, great assist ability and the ability to score some, but he's also just a great defenseman as well. Of course, his performance in the playoffs has really boosted his card prices. And you can see those here on your screen. This is his 2018 Upper Deck Hockey Young Guns card in PSA 10. Nice looking card right there. And this card has gone up 190% in the last 90 days. This was not that expensive of a card. This was a card you could have bought for $45 at the end of June, right around there at the beginning of July. And this card peaked all the way up at almost $200, almost $200 during the Stanley Cup Finals. It's come down a little bit in the recent days as it looked like the Stars were going to get eliminated. But this card still most recently sold for $130, a card that you could have bought for less than $50 just a couple of months ago. Quite a performance from Miro Heiskanen. Also quite a performance by the number four guy on our list this week, DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf is the exciting wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. He's had an absolute great connection with Russell Wilson, and that was evident this past Sunday. Despite the fact, did you see the play where he caught the bomb and then the defender came up behind him and knocked the ball out of his hand right as he was about to cross the goal line? That was not DK Metcalf's best moment. However, he made up for it because he was part of the winning score of the game when Russell Wilson hooked up with him late in the game for the go-ahead touchdown. He's caught a touchdown in each of Seattle's first three games. He's averaging 99 receiving yards per game. It's awesome to see Russell Wilson with such a good weapon. Finally, after all these years in Seattle, finally an incredible weapon to throw to. And you can see this in DK Metcalf's card prices. This is his 2019 Prism card in PSA 10, his base card in PSA 10. A couple of months ago, you could have had this card for less than $100. A few sales of it were right under or right around the $100 mark in July. And now, after this performance, this card is all the way up at $320. Actually, the last sale of this card was actually even before he had the great games this last Sunday. So it had gone up to $320 off of his performance in the prior 2 weeks. And so it's going to be even more now next time it sells. That's a 277% increase and going up in the last 90 days. Okay, the number three guy, also from the sport of football, a team with a winning record, a team that almost never has a winning record, and they have a winning record. Congratulations to the Cleveland Browns, and congratulations to Nick Chubb, who is our number three guy in this week's top five. Nick Chubb, of course, is the 24-year-old running back for the Cleveland Browns. He was drafted in the second round of the 2018 NFL draft, came out of Georgia. I had to get used to Chubb there. Being a Florida Gator fan, he was definitely a force, and he has been a force in the NFL. In fact, in week three, this win that the Browns just had over Washington, he had 108 yards and two touchdowns on only 19 rushing attempts. The week before against the Bengals, 124 yards on 22 rushing attempts with two touchdowns again. Those are some pretty solid numbers. And those numbers have led to this increase in his card prices. Now, not a ton of these have sold, but nonetheless, you can see quite an upwards trajectory of his 2018 Prism Football Base PSA 10 card. This card would have been less than $50 if you had bought it at the beginning of July. And now the most recent sale of this card is all the way up at $160. And this is one that is sure to keep climbing as well as some more of these hit the market after his performance this past Sunday. That is a 220% increase during the last 90 days. All right, our number two guy on the list. I already talked about the receiver end of the combo, but the quarterback end of the combo who is really getting it done is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson could have made a great case for being number one on this list, but it was a tough battle between him and the guy who is number one. You'll be hearing about him in a moment, but let's focus on Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson has been part of the top five before, and he deserves to be part of the top five today because the Seahawks have been red hot and they're off to a 3-0 start. Somehow this guy has never received the MVP award in his career, but the early indicators are that may change this year because he is certainly the early MVP candidate in the NFL with 14 touchdown passes in three weeks, breaking Patrick Mahomes' previous record. And by the way, only one interception. Only one interception. So he is on a record-breaking tear. He is only the fifth player ever to throw at least four touchdowns in three straight games, and the only other guys ever to do that, listen to this list: Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino, and Peyton Manning. That is one heck of a company for Russell Wilson to be part of. Congratulations to Russell Wilson. He is doing amazing. And by the way, his football cards are doing amazing as well. This is Russell Wilson's 2012 Topps Chrome card in PSA 10, a fairly low population card, only 718 of these, as you can see from the population count here within Market Movers, which we have, by the way, on all the PSA cards. Very nice feature of Market Movers. This card 3 months ago would have cost you around $450, a little bit under that, actually, a little under $450. And if you own this card now, you're owning a card that is worth almost $1,600, a 259% increase over the last 90 days. By the way, my opinion, this one's still got room to go up. The way he's playing, the way the Seahawks are playing, and the fact that he could win the MVP this year, I think this one can keep going. I like Russell Wilson, and this has been quite a performance by him so far this year. But he was not number one. Someone else was number one. Someone very, very deserving, a very timely number one. He has been on our list before, but there are few people who, actually, there's probably nobody else who you could point to who has had as much benefit and boost from his playoff run as Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat. Our number one card in our top five this week. Tyler Hero has been incredible. Great, gritty performance as a rookie throughout the playoffs. And of course, the Miami Heat have been absolutely incredible as well. Shocking many people in the East to get to the NBA Finals this year. And, of course, Hero played a huge part in the Heat defending, fending off. Can't even come up with the right words. They just beat the Boston Celtics. They sent the Boston Celtics home. They kicked him out of the bubble, and Hero played a big part of that. He's been averaging 16.5 points per game, but what is even more impressive is how Tyler Hero has stepped up in some absolutely critical moments, including Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, a pivotal game to put the Heat in control, and it was during that game when he scored 37 points to lead his team to win 112-109, and that was a critical game for the Heat getting to win the series overall. His cards have been on a tear. We have shown you his Prism cards before, so let's change it up a bit, and let's take a look at Tyler Hero's 2019 Optic basketball card. This is just simply his base Optic card, but it's a nice card, and this card is also a fairly low population card right now, only 200 of these graded. Now, granted, this is just his base Optic card. Probably many more of these will flood in. They just haven't been sent in for grading yet. But hey, get it while the getting is good, and the getting is good right now because this was a card that was around $50, a little bit over $50, if you had bought this card back in early July. And the most recent sale of this card is up at $242. That is a 273% increase over the last 90 days. Can it go further? It's going to depend what Tyler Hero does in the NBA Finals. It's going to be a fun finals to watch. I'm excited to see the Heat showdown with the Lakers, and it'll be exciting to see what Tyler Hero does. But he is certainly deserving of our number one card this week. All right, everybody, I hope you enjoyed our top five. Please do check out the Market Movers data platform. It is what we are using for all of the graphs and analytics in our episodes. And you can go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar to find out more. That's all we got for you today, everybody. Oh, real quick, hit the subscribe button if you haven't already on YouTube. Hit the little subscribe button and the little bell icon. Every subscriber matters to us. Hit that little bell icon so you're notified of new episodes, including our next one, which will be this Thursday. Another great episode of The Forecast with Amber Cumming, previewing the NBA, the MLB playoffs, and some MLB cards to keep your eye on that could go up. All right, thanks for watching, everybody. Have a great next few days. See you back soon. Take care.